Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Shavuos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Vav Mishnah Beis and Parak Vav Mishnah Gimel. By way of introduction to Parak Vav Mishnah Beis, it's important to know there's an area right outside of Eretz Yisrael called Syria, which is really modern day Syria. And what happened with Syria was that as the rest of Eretz Yisrael was being conquered, David HaMelech decided that he was going to go along and he was going to conquer this area called Syria, which again is modern day Syria. But because he did it by himself without Klal Yisrael, without the rest of the Jewish people, it's referred to as a Kibush Yachid. It's where he did it individually, he conquered it individually, and therefore its status is like Eretz Yisrael in some ways, but it's also not like Eretz Yisrael in other ways. So that's part number one that we should be aware of going into this Mishnah. Piece number two is just a quick review of what we've been saying until now, that on a Midah Araisa level, when it comes to Shemitah, you're not allowed to work or cultivate anything that's attached to the ground. Any trees, any plants, any vegetables, and so on. Anything that grows directly from the ground on a D'araisa level, you can't cultivate, you can't treat it, you can't take care of it, and allow it to grow further during the Shemitah year. Furthermore, on a Midrabanan level, the rabbis insisted that you're also not allowed to cultivate and work anything that's detached. You can't thresh it, you can't winnow it, even if it's detached from the ground, but it's a produce, it's some sort of a plant and so on that's not in the ground, but it's detached from the ground. That too is usur, but it's usur on a Midrabanan level. So now we're going to discuss in this Mishnah the status of Syria as it pertains to the halachos of Shemitah. Says the Mishnah, Osin batalush b'Syria of a lob mechuber, that you're allowed to work on any sort of plants and cultivate any sort of crops that are talush, that are detached from the ground in Syria. So when it comes to Syria, anything that's detached, that would only be asur midrabanan in Eretz Yisrael, is mutter completely, is permitted completely in Syria. Avaloba mechaber, but you're not allowed to work anything that's attached to the ground, because on a d'araisa level, anything attached to the ground is usur in Eretz Yisrael. So in Syria, on a midrabanan level, you can't work, cultivate any sort of plants or crops that are attached to the ground. Now the Mishnah is going to give us some examples. Dashim v'zorin v'dorchin uma amrin. You can thresh grain, you can winnow, you can crush grapes, you can gather piles together, and so on and so forth. Because in all of these cases, you're dealing with something that isn't attached, it's detached from the ground. And if it's detached from the ground in Syria, you're allowed to do it during Shemitah. Avalo, kotzrin velo botzrin velo moskim. But you're not allowed to harvest grain or grapes or olives. All of these words just mean harvest, but for specific types of crops. Again, grain, grapes, or olives. So because again, harvesting anything would be dealing with something that's attached to the ground. So again, anything that's usur, as the Mishnah is about to explain to us, anything that's usur midaraisa in Eretz Yisrael is usur midirabanan in Syria, and anything that is usur midirabanan in Eretz Yisrael is completely mutter and permitted in Syria. Says the Mishnah, finishing off the Mishnah, Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva taught us the following rule, Kol shekayotzim mutter b'Eretz Yisrael, Osin also b'Syria. Anything that's a mutter on a Torah level in Eretz Yisrael, which means it's asur midrabanan, but it's mutter min haTorah, from the Torah in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to do it in Syria. Again, anything that's asur midaraisa is asur in Syria midrabanan, and anything that's asur midrabanan in Eretz Yisrael is mutter, is completely and totally permitted in Syria. Okay, now we are continuing with Parak Vav, Mishnah Gimel, as we switch topics a little bit to discuss a specific situation in case where you have something that was picked during the sixth year, but for various reasons, like we're about to see, it becomes usur in the seventh year as well. Even though normally, like we learned earlier, when it comes to vegetables, it goes by when it's picked. If it's picked during Shemitah, then it has the status of Shemitah. Of Shemitah vegetables, there's Kedusha, Shavuos, holiness to those vegetables, as opposed to fruit, where it goes really by when it is ripening. Says the Mishnah, Bitzalim sheyardu alayhim geshamim vitzimchu. If you have bitzalim, you have onions that were picked during the sixth year, so technically they should be six-year fruits, and the laws of Shemitah should not apply to them. But what happened in this case was, the sixth year onions were then replanted during the Shemitah year, and then yardu alayhim gesham, then more rain came on and fell upon these onions, vitzimchu, and they grew more during the seventh year. So says the Mishnah, Mishnah, Im hayu ha'olin shalahem shchorin asurin, that if the leaves of the onions became black, then they're asur. Why? Because that indicates, if their leaves are black, that they got nutrients from the ground during Shemitah, and therefore they're Kedusha Shvi. So it doesn't mean that it's asur to eat, but it means that the laws of Shemitah apply to it. We can't throw it out in the regular way, and so on and so forth. The laws of Shemitah would apply to such produce. Continues the Mishnah, Horiku, but if the leaves are pale, they're light, they're not dark, then Hare Eli Mutar, and they're considered to be like sixth-year fruits. The laws of Shemitah would not apply to them, because if the leaves are pale, says the Tanakama, then we assume that they did not draw nutrients from the ground during Shemitah. Rabbi Chanina ben Hantignos, Omer Rabbi Chanina ben Hantignos says, and he's going to be a little bit more machmir, a little bit stricter, Im yecholim lihitolish be'olin shel hanasurin, that if you're able to pick the onions by its leaves, that if the leaves are strong enough that you could lift them by the leaves, then asurin, then they're asur, then they're considered to be vegetables, are considered to be onions that drew nutrients from the ground and are therefore have Kedusha Shvias, and therefore even if they are pale, says Antignos, even if the leaves are not dark, but you're able to lift them by the leaves, then we assume that they drew nutrients from the ground and therefore they have the status of Shemitah produce. Finishing off the Mishnah, Kenaged Kain Motzei Shvias Mutarin. It says the Mishnah, the same is true when it comes to 8-year produce, that if we're in the 8th year, and in the 8th year we end up taking produce that were picked during the 7th year. So technically, if they're picked during the 7th year, they should be 7th year produce. But then if I replant them during the 8th year, and either they are dark, then they're considered to be 8th year. If they're pale, then they're considered to be 7th year. Sort of the opposite of the first case, where it's in 6th year to Shemitah. Now we're talking Shemitah to the 8th year. The same machlokas and discussion would apply regarding a situation where you pick it during the 7th year, and the question is, if you're replanting it during the 8th year, is it considered to be 7th year produce, or is it considered to be 8th year produce? Quick review, Perek Vav Mishnah Beis, discuss the halachos of Surya as it pertains to Shemitah, and ultimately we said that just like you're allowed on a on a Midaraisa level, you're allowed to cultivate any attached produce, but it's only Asur Midirabbanon. So if it's Asur Midirabbanon in Eretz Yisrael, then you're allowed to do it in Syria. But if it's Asur Midaraisa for attached produce in Eretz Yisrael, then it's Asur Midirabbanon in Syria as well. And then Parag Vav Mishnah Gimel discussed the case of the onions that were picked during the 6th year, but then replanted during the 7th year. And we said it was a machlokas in our Mishnah. But ultimately, we paskin like the Tanakama, holding that if the leaves of the onion are black, then we see clearly that it got nutrients from the ground, and therefore they have Kedusha Shvias, because you planted them again during the 7th year. But if not, if they're pale, if they're light, then they're considered to be mutter than the regular fruits from the 6th year, and the laws of Shemitah would not apply to them. Have a great day.